What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with Layla in Ontario about this massive protest in Tel Aviv against the nation state law, which involves Israelis who are Jewish and the Druze as well. And the reaction from Jews all over the world to this law has been, for the most part, negative. Because it basically advertises that Israel is, in fact, an apartheid country. And a lot of Jews around the world are very concerned that Israel's actions are reflecting badly on Jews everywhere. And because of Israel's constant efforts to blur the line between what Israel is doing and the world's Jews, they're all feeling like they're being potentially set up to be a target here. And you were going to give us a little information about the Druze.
Very unique kind of people. They're very ancient, and they have always been very exclusive. Nobody can become a Druze. You're either born a Druze. You cannot join. And once you marry a non-Druze, you're essentially excommunicated from the group. They have always lived in the mountaintops of the areas of whatever was Israel or is Israel, Lebanon, Jordan, and they've all usually, their leader was Jumblatt, and I don't know if he's still alive and still their leader, but it is a very exclusive group, and they were easily, because they've survived, because they've always been loyal to whichever group was the ruling autocracy or dominant party within any of the countries within which they lived. They never engaged in political activism against the ruling parties, and therefore they were included and given high office. And yes. I'm sure you remember the name Moshe Dayan. My family, my parents were friends with his first wife, Ruth Dayan, and I remember her bragging about how, oh, the Druze are so loyal to us in Israel. They're judges, they're in, you know, they're academics, they're doctors. We give them all the opportunities because they're loyal to us. So essentially it was, they were being used, and because of that, some of them have been resented by the non-Druze. They're not really Muslim, but they are similar to Islam. Now, there have been a few Druze that have refused to serve in the Israeli army, saying that they consider the Palestinians their brothers and would not fight their own people. We don't hear what happened to them. We only hear about the Druze success story. Now, with regard to the non-Jews in Israel, I would imagine the non-Jews of non-Palestinian origin might be protesting. There might be a small minority of Palestinians who have Israeli citizenship who might be part of that protest, but I suspect they'd be afraid then of suffering repercussions. However, the fact that thousands have turned out is a wonderful, wonderful sign that gives me great hope. And that also gives me hope that the Jews worldwide in the diaspora will now see what Israel really is. It's a wonderful event, and I just hope that things like this continue, and eventually people like Avigdor Lieberman, Benjamin Netanyahu, and the really hardliners are finally forced out. One final comment. I did notice through Ruth, Diane, that many of the original founders of the State of Israel were beginning to suffer conscience pangs. That's why Rabin tried to make peace with Yasser Arafat. And I think we could even see that towards the end in Shimon Peres before he died. They began to realize, and Ezer Weitzman, I know, he too, who was the brother-in-law of Ruth Dayan, he also began to express regrets over what the early Zionists had done. Today, to all you Jews, look back on the history of Israel and see why, if the founding pioneers were suffering regrets, maybe you should reconsider whether your loyalty really is to Israel or to Judaism. So that's my last comment, Michael, and thank you.
Well, that's a good comment there. That's a good comment. And I get a lot of positive emails about you.
Well, thank you for that. And I just wanted to comment, I'm amazed at your stamina to be able to go 3 hours, 5 days a week, and still be able to speak is astounding. You are truly someone that deserves support, and I hope that all of those, whether they call in and participate in this show, I hope everybody continues to support RBN and you with donations. So take care, keep up the good work, and be well. Bye for now.
I will do the best that I can here. And yeah, after about 3 hours on the microphone, my brains do get a little fluffy here. And of course, there's like 4 hours of show prep before the 3 hours. So this is actually a full-time job. This is a full-time job. Anyway, Layla, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. The phone lines are now open. And we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network here. Okay, getting on back to issues of war and related things. Apparently, a Royal Air Force airwoman had her Tinder profile hacked by spies. And the spies attempted, they basically stole her identity, pretended to be her, and tried to basically sweet talk colleagues, people who wanted to get close to this woman, into revealing secrets about the F-35 Lightning II stealth fighter. And apparently this happened just last month. And they basically matched, stole her identity. They were connecting with colleagues, hoping to find at least one who worked with the F-35. That basically failed. And the woman noticed her profile had been hacked and informed her bosses immediately. None of the people who were caught up in this cyber honey trap worked on the F-35. So the spy effort basically fell on its face here. Speaking of spies, over in the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, they've caught a Russian spy there. And apparently she's been there for over a decade, was cunningly disguised as a Russian. And it sort of makes you wonder how they vet these people, because apparently this woman had actually been hired by the U.S. Secret Service. So, anyway. All righty, getting on to our domestic political situation here. Christina Leila for the Gateway Pundit is saying, look for Trump to declassify the June 2017 Carter Page visa renewal this month. And again, it's going to be potentially hugely embarrassing to the FBI. Now, as you know, the Senate has sent an invitation to Julian Assange to have a closed-door meeting to talk to him about Russian hacking at a time and place of their mutual convenience. In other words, their understanding right now, there's no way for him to come to Washington, D.C. So it sounds like they're getting ready to go to London. And again, the Democrats are just totally freaking out because his testimony could destroy this whole conspiracy theory that Russia hacked the DNC. That's been the core of this whole Russia collusion fantasy for a year and a half. And Assange has already said through his lawyer, it wasn't Russia. And he did drop a serious hint without naming the actual name, that it was Seth Rich. And he was talking about the dangers of being a whistleblower and a leaker. And he said, you know, recently we had somebody who was just killed, and that was Seth Rich. And everybody said, okay, there's the confirmation. Not really, not ironclad, but that's what everybody is pretty much thinking here. Now, we know because of the metadata on the DNC files, it wasn't a hack because the timestamps on the files are too fast for them to have gone out over the internet. They were copied onto a high-speed flash drive inside the DNC offices and just walked out the door. And again, that points to Seth Rich. Over at Judicial Watch, they filed a motion to file an amicus curiae brief, friend of the court brief, regarding the unsealing of the documents of IRS officials like Lois Lerner and Holly Paz looking into that targeting of conservative organizations by the IRS. So Judicial Watch is just out there doing really, really good work. Up in New York, something interesting has happened. There was a request for a copy of everything on Anthony Weiner's laptop. It was filed under New York's Freedom of Information Law, which is the state version of the Freedom of Information Act at the national level. But the NYPD is denying to make that information available. And they really didn't have an explanation. Now, there's no ongoing investigation because Anthony Weiner's already gone to jail for his sexting crimes. But it kind of makes you wonder, is there something else on that laptop the deep state does not want to get on out? Apparently, yesterday, Antifa invaded the Portland City Hall and created violence, attacking innocent people, injuring them. Arrests were made. And interestingly enough, the media reports on this tried to make it look like it was the police that attacked Antifa. And it wasn't. They started the whole ruckus. We've seen that repeatedly. Every time Antifa goes on in and violently confronts somebody they don't like, the media will say, oh, well, the Trump supporters started it. The police started it. Antifa, they're just sweet little angels. They would never do anything like this here. We were talking the other day about how Candace Owens and Charlie Kirk had just been sitting in a restaurant having breakfast when they got harassed by a bunch of thugs from Antifa. And remember, this is the kind of behavior Maxine Waters has been encouraging people to do. And again, the optics were really, really bad. Candace is a known name, drew a lot of attention to the fact that this kind of harassment's going on. So Chris Hahn went on TV and basically said that he thinks Candace Owens and Charlie Kirk faked the Antifa attack on themselves as a cheap publicity trick. Well, I don't think Candace needed the publicity. And I think this individual is just trying to trivialize and dismiss what happened. Again, because the optics are bad. And the more Antifa behaves like this, remember, they're solidly linked with the liberal Democrats in the minds of the voters. And we're coming up on the midterm elections. And the primaries are not indicating that there's going to be a blue wave. And the more Antifa behaves like this, the more the liberals just get out there with this insane political correctness. It's turning off American voters. Now, here's a very interesting story. Apparently, down in West Virginia, their entire Supreme Court, state Supreme Court, is facing impeachment. And apparently, one of the justices, Justice Menas Ketchum, resigned his job last month and pled guilty on a federal charge of wire fraud. But what we're seeing here is this atmosphere of entitlement and cavalier disregard for the expenditure of taxpayer money. And the entire court seems to be infected by that atmosphere. And so the West Virginia's House Judiciary Committee basically said they had to take action. The entire state Supreme Court looking at impeachment. Is government corrupt? Yeah, I think so. Now, Pennsylvania Democrats are now offering Steelers memorabilia in exchange for voter registration. Or if you want the really good memorabilia, switch parties. They're literally trying to bribe voters to switch parties. That's really getting on out there and getting desperate here. Okay. Apparently in the Ohio election, which was deeply contested, all of a sudden a whole patch of uncounted votes was found. Oh my goodness, how could we have missed these? And to nobody's surprise, they helped the Democrat. All I got to do is find one more box of, oh my goodness, we missed these ballots, and the Democrats will steal that election. It's what they do. But thankfully, the judge, a judge, has basically ended the so-called consent decree. And now the GOP is free to investigate allegations of election fraud. And they'd better get on out there and start doing it here. Meanwhile, Bill Nelson is out there screaming the Russians have penetrated some voter registration systems in Florida. And what's interesting is within the article itself, it says the Florida Department of State has received zero information from Senator Nelson or his staff that support the claims. And additionally, the department has received no information from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, or the Florida Department of Law Enforcement that corroborates Senator Nelson's statement. We have no evidence to support the claims. Gee, you think the senator's lying? Amazing out there. Now, as you know, Chris Collins got arrested, and because he's a Republican, the corporate media gave him a lot of coverage. And there was this article that came out in Newsbusters basically saying that the corporate media just gave him a lot of airtime on the story. Oh, bad GOP, bad GOP. But at the same time, charges of corruption against Democrats are played down or simply ignored. Now, let's take a look at Elizabeth Warren. They are finally now admitting, even the liberal media is admitting, that Elizabeth Warren lied about her Native American ancestry. And for years, Elizabeth Warren pretended to be an Indian. She lied about being part Indian to jump over qualified minority candidates and land a position at Harvard University. Warren was listed as Harvard Law's first woman of color in 1997. Law Review, piece on diversity and affirmative action. She's lied about her heritage for years. She has no links to any American Indians. That's why she kept refusing to take a DNA test. It was all a lie. Finally, even the corporate media had to come on out and say, okay, yeah, all right, all right. Yeah, she's not Indian. It's amazing here. All right, let's talk about the economic news here. America's going bankrupt. Americans are going bankrupt. Bankruptcies are soaring as the U.S. grapples with an unprecedented debt problem. The national debt is way out of control. Consumer bankruptcies are surging. Corporate debt has doubled since the last financial crisis. State and local government debt loads have never been higher, and the federal government has been adding more than $1 trillion a year to the federal debt ever since Barack Obama entered the White House. The country's on a debt binge. And it's being used basically to fund the wars and all the money going to Israel. It's not improving our lifestyles, by the way. It really, really isn't. And we've been saying for years, you know, pay off your credit cards. You know, get yourself out of debt. Pay cash or do without. Those credit cards are not your friend here. Now, Jacob Rothschild is out there voicing his concern about the global financial system that was established after World War II. And he's pointing to the U.S.-China trade war and Eurozone crisis as key problems putting economic order at risk. I love that name, the order. Now, the Rothschild dynasty is heavily invested in a Western-centric global economic order. That's why he's making the reference to end of World War II, Bretton Woods. But that is starting to falter as the world learns to get along without the U.S. and Europe. And that's exactly what's going on, and that's what Rothschild is worried about. So we're going to take another break for commercials. And we will be right back. Oh, yeah.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the economic news and the escalation with China. And Trump is about to do something that is really going to ratchet up the tension between the two countries. Apparently, there's a report from the New York Post, according to which the Trump administration, as part of a crackdown on certain U.S. investments made by Chinese companies in the United States, is set to seize a majority stake in 853rd Avenue. The stake is owned by HNA, which is this Chinese conglomerate whose chairman died in a freak accident in Italy 1 month ago. The U.S. partner in the building is desperate to save it. But just grabbing assets like that, what's going to happen to American-owned assets in China after that? Ah, man, man, man. We were talking earlier about Elon Musk, who really rattled the markets and shocked a lot of people when he came out with an announcement that he is taking Tesla private and that he's got the funding to do it. And it's going to take a huge amount of money because despite Tesla's problems, the company valuation is still very high. The stock was trading at about $450 a share when trading was stopped. But the former chair of the Securities Exchange Commission, is out there saying that if it is found that he doesn't have the financing at the time that he put out that tweet about taking Tesla private, he could face civil and criminal penalties. There are some times when I'm starting to wonder if Elon Musk is starting to lose it. And, I mean, he's just doing all these different things, and I'm sure he's enjoying himself immensely, except for the problems with Tesla. But we've heard reports where he'll be, like, at meetings of the board or teleconferences with other executives, and his behavior just drifts into the bizarre. Now, this tiff between Canada and Saudi Arabia is continuing to spiral out of control. I still think Saudi Arabia greatly overreacted. Now they're saying they're going to dump Canadian assets no matter the cost. Even if they're going to lose money, they're just going to dump them. And as a result, the Canadian dollar value has dropped. Sometimes I feel like saying, children, 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 calm down, children. Play nice. Down in Australia, apparently the NAB, which is their big health injury, they've been charging for services they never delivered. And this came from the Hain Royal Commission. I'm sorry, the NAB is the bank. And the bank admitted they were charging dead people for financial advice. People who passed away but still had active accounts, they were being charged for financial advice they never got. Are there no moral or ethical people left anywhere in the upper classes? Amazing. Speaking of Australia, right now they have a total derivative exposure of $37 trillion with a T dollars. If that were to implode, that could collapse the entire financial system. In fact, that's the 600-pound gorilla in the living room everybody is still ignoring. The global derivatives exposure. And remember, derivatives are what caused much of the damage back in 2008. And this is one of the reasons why the economic sector does have to be regulated. They're out to make money. I don't have a problem with that. I'd like to make money. There are just certain things I won't do for it. But they're selling the derivatives left and right. And if it all comes home to roost, it could sink these companies, because derivatives, the people who sell derivatives, they're not required to keep cash reserves to cover claims the way regular insurance is. Derivatives are pretty much unregulated, and that is a problem. They're being abused. Now, we were talking about this earlier in the week. Wells Fargo is now out there saying that a computer glitch may have contributed to 400 foreclosures. And when you see all the stuff that Wells Fargo has been caught doing over the years, you have to wonder, why is it they're still in business? You know, it isn't just a few errant mistakes. It's a prolonged, ongoing campaign of malice and incompetence, matched only by Wells Fargo's fairly obvious disdain for its own customers. Jesse James was right. The real outlaws are the bankers. And whether it's Deutsche Bank or Wells Fargo, we keep seeing these stories over and over and over again, and nobody goes to jail. There'll be a wrist slap fine that the banks will make back in just a few days and take off their taxes, so that ultimately you have to pick up a heavier share. Anyway, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I got delayed coming back here. All righty. So getting on back to the news. Let's talk about immigration and the refugee crisis here. Over in Finland, their immigration service is saying they need more mental health care facilities to accommodate the increasing number of migrant patients. My question is, why are you allowing migrants with mental illness into your country in the first place? So basically, they're applying to the Ministry of the Interior for funding of an additional unit. It's amazing here. Now, up in Toronto, the government has been housing the refugees in college dormitories. The problem is that college is about to start again, and they need to move the migrants someplace else. So they're going to put them up in hotels at Canadian taxpayer expense. The problem is when they went into the dormitories after they were vacated, the places were just huge amounts of damage. And I love that quote from that member of the European Parliament the other day. If you import the third world, you get third world problems. And that's exactly what's happening here. Down in Australia, 100 African migrants attacked Melbourne's northwest Taylor's Hill suburb. Just went on a rampage, throwing rocks, smashing up a police car, fighting with law enforcement. And again, it's the latest outbreak of non-white violence to sweep that city since large-scale third world refugees were allowed into that country. This is not working out. And some countries are finally starting to fight back. Down in India, they're stripping at least 4 million people, refugees, of their right to Indian citizenship, and they're deporting them to protect the ethnic Assamese people. So this is the beginning of the pushback here. Okay, now, as you know, there's been this incident where these 11 kids were found in this New Mexico enclave, was really little more than a tent, and they've arrested some people over this. One of them is this Siraj Ibn Wahaj, and he was training these abused kids to commit mass shootings at schools. And apparently they've also found the remains of another boy on the in the compound, but they haven't been able to identify him yet. So the gun grabbers must be crying that this plan didn't go through, because nothing gets a gun grabber happier than another school shooting. Why are we letting these people into our country? This is a failed policy, and it must stop. Now, do you remember the video footage of Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney dancing and singing in his office because the city had become an official sanctuary city? So this is Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, and they terminated their information sharing contract with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. But it turns out they've been uncooperative with immigration all along. Philadelphia ignored an ICE detainer notice on an illegal alien and released him into the public. He then proceeded to rape a 13-year-old girl. So maybe it's time for the liberals to be a little bit more honest about just who it is they're offering sanctuary to. Democrats, the party of criminals and illegal immigrants here. Apparently, Nancy Pelosi is on video saying voting for Democrats gives leverage to illegal immigrants, and admits Democrats are an illegal's best friend. Now, I think at this point, very few legal immigrants or American citizens are going to want to go along with this. So this is a message definitely pitched at the illegal immigrants who are not supposed to be able to vote. But because the Democrats have managed to strike down voter ID laws pretty much across the entire country, they're getting away with it. Illegal immigrants in California, when they get their driver's license, they're registered to vote. Nobody checks their immigration status. And once that voter registration is out there, the illegal immigrant can vote, or somebody can vote on their behalf. This election system is totally messed up. So Pelosi's out there courting the illegal immigrants to come vote Democrat. They're relying on that to steal November. Now, as you know, there's been a lot of talk about police violence, and there's a new study out. apparently it was done quite a bit of research and discovered that while police do tend to be more aggressive with blacks and Hispanics, they're more likely to shoot white people. And that's probably because of all the negative publicity that has attended a case where a police officer shoots a black suspect. But anybody who's claiming that the police are shooting more blacks than whites, they're completely wrong. If you're white, you're more likely to be shot by a cop. Now, over in Chicago, residents there are very upset with their local law enforcement because apparently the police were setting up bait trucks around neighborhoods to entice and catch thieves. And basically what it was a large truck filled with expensive shoes, Nikes. And they parked it on the street in Inglewood, a neighborhood on the south side of Chicago. It's a black neighborhood. And left it open, trying to lure people into trying to steal the merchandise, at which point they could be arrested and thrown in prison. Well, I'm sorry, that's entrapment. That is clearly entrapment. And I guess the police just think that's easier. You know, it's like it's real work to go out and find real criminals. You know, we don't want to do that. We'll just set up a trap and reel them in that way here. Over at Web News, Newsys, they have an article, and it's about a woman who went to Twitter to explain what mansplaining is. And she even came up with this clever flowchart, which drew a very harsh response, in which she ended up being accused of sexism herself. So this chart was made up to help men steer clear of patronizing behavior, of offering information to women without being asked. That's what mansplaining is. See a woman doing something wrong or dumb, and you try and help, educate her, and the new normal is, don't you dare educate me, you're a man. You're not allowed to educate me. I want to stay stupid. I'm a liberal. Now, this one bugs me a little bit. More PC nonsense. Apparently, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution is reporting that Atlanta Neighborhood Charter School has announced there will be no more Pledge of Allegiance to start the school day. And the reason given is that more and more people were choosing not to stand or recite the pledge. And rather than try and rebuild a sense of patriotic feeling in the students, they just gave up. So no more Pledge of Allegiance. I remember the big fight over prayer in school, how long that one went on here. Okay, here's another story, more PC stuff. This has to do with Planet Fitness, which is this chain of health clubs across the country here. And it tells the story of a woman who went to her local Planet Fitness to work out, which she does many days of the week. When she went into the women's locker room to change, there was a young man standing there putting on makeup as he looked in the mirror. Now, thinking he'd walked into the wrong locker room by mistake, the woman asked him why he was there, pointing out that he was a man, but was in the women's changing area. And the man did not reply. So the woman went to talk to the manager, who informed her that this man identified as a woman, and by Planet Fitness policy, he was allowed to use the ladies' locker room. Now, when the woman explained she was not comfortable changing in the presence of a man, she was told she would have to wait. And she waited for roughly an hour. When she went back into the locker room, he was still inside. And the upshot of this whole issue is she got kicked out of Planet Fitness. She was made to feel like she was the criminal. And that this man in the women's locker room was the victim. So it's silly. It is just silly. We have another case of civil forfeiture. Remember earlier in the week I reported using civil forfeiture, the police are now stealing more from the American people than burglars do. So basically, there's this guy, Edward Phipps, and during a traffic stop in 2016, the cops basically found a bag full of $46,000 in the trunk. Now, police brought in a drug sniffing dog, which came up empty. So even though the Justice Department has presented no evidence of any criminal act, police took the money, and federal prosecutors declared their intent to force the forfeiture of the funds so they could keep it. Now, Phipps came forward to say basically the cash was his and that it was obtained legally. So the end of it is that Edwin Phipps has agreed to let the federal prosecutors keep most of the money so he can get back what's left over, even though he did not commit any crime. This happened up in New Hampshire. The motto of the state is live free or die. Almost makes me ashamed to be from the Granite State here. And a little bit of good news here on Hawaii. First of all, as I mentioned to that caller earlier, Hurricane Harvey just swept on by. We got a little wind, a little rain, no big deal. It's well out to sea. Hurricane Christie is definitely tracking north and will not come anywhere near us here. Down on the volcano, the U.S. Geological Survey is saying that the volcanic activity is definitely slowing. And it may be entering a pause. There's been a significant reduction in lava from Fissure 8. There's been no activity at the summit of Kilauea outside of a few random rock falls. And the USGS is saying that eruptions can wax and wane or pause completely, and they're not ruling out a return to high levels of lava discharge or new outbreaks. But at the moment, it does seem to have slowed on down. Kim.com has come on out basically saying Hollywood has always been a propaganda and recruitment tool for the Pentagon. And I remember when the movie Top Gear came out and enlistment in the Navy just skyrocketed. Everybody wanted to be a Tomcat pilot. Earlier in the week, we had this article on whatreallyhappened.com about all the movies that have been made, hundreds and hundreds of them, that involved communication with the U.S. government to basically decide what was going to be in them for you to see. All right, now it's time to talk about Alex Jones and the attack on the independent media here. And the latest thing coming out from the liberals on this is that anybody who's defending or basically complaining about InfoWars deplatforming is simply defending Alex Jones. Oh, you're defending that guy who's got all these crazy conspiracy theories. No, we're defending freedom of speech. We're defending the First Amendment. We're pointing out we're on a slippery slope of internet censorship. And the internet has become critical to the public discourse of political affairs, not to mention health and safety news, which is why they wanted to go away. Meanwhile, over at Facebook, Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan's official Facebook page is just full of anti-Semitic conspiracy theories and hateful speech, which apparently is perfectly okay with Facebook. They haven't deplatformed him. And apparently Farrakhan claimed that Jews are secretly controlling government agencies to suppress black Americans. Jews are weaponizing marijuana with chemicals to feminize black men, which is why I don't go to Farrakhan's page. But it underscores the fact Alex Jones was targeted for speaking truth to power. Now, the good news is that Alex Jones' followers are finding other ways to get around this. The official InfoWars app, a lot of people are getting that now. And apparently 6 million people have now subscribed to the InfoWars newsletter in the last 48 hours. So they're finding a way around the silicon wall that's being put up here. Meanwhile, alternative social media platforms like BitChute and Gab are rising. They're getting new users. And by the way, InfoWars videos are now available on Real Video and on BitChute. So everybody's starting to move to these new platforms, and I'm getting ready to move to a new platform. I'm going to get rid of this YouTube feed, which I'm getting complaints that it's poor quality and a lot of buffering, and it's being messed with here. Over at Amazon.com, as you know, Alex Jones sells a lot of products linked to InfoWars. And Amazon used to have a choice recommendation on his products. That's now been removed. And Amazon has never really said how it determines which products receive the accolade. It appears to be very, very arbitrary. So Amazon is out there joining with the pounding on Alex Jones. All right, we're coming up on another commercial break here, and the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about this deplatforming and banning by the social media, which is basically taking away from you your right to decide for yourself what you want to read, see, or hear. and it's being transferred to corporations that are very much in bed with the government and other corporations. That's dictatorship. Now, apparently, Facebook suspended the Natural News account for posting an historical quote from Mahatma Gandhi. Now, the quote reads, "Among the many misdeeds of British rule in India, history will look back upon the act depriving a whole nation of arms as the blackest." And apparently, this historical quote was apparently too much for Facebook censors to bear. So apparently the gun grabbers are now getting in on this act and saying, no, you can't have anything that's pro-gun. Can't do that. You really can't do that. Now, it's probably going to surprise a lot of people that Gandhi wrote that in his autobiography. But the reality is that while he wanted peace, he thought people should be armed and should be prepared to do violence. In fact, another quote that he had was that if you are given a choice between cowardice and violence, I would advise violence. So part of Gandhi that a lot of people don't know about. But again, Facebook has now issued a final warning to Natural News saying that one more and they'll be banned permanently. Apparently, Jimmy Dore is now banned as well. And he makes a good point. This is like AT&T shutting off your phone because they don't like what you said. And that's exactly what's going on here. Now it's going a little bit over the top here. Apparently, Democrats are now saying it's time to stamp out Fox News. I mean, this is getting into Stalin territory here. And this is a new leap for the left. The Democrats and the corporate media want Fox News eliminated from Facebook, the largest and most successful news organization in America today. They want all conservative publishers banned from the social media platform. The answer to that is stop using that platform. Now, Facebook hasn't banned me because I don't use it. Twitter hasn't banned me because I don't use it. I'm starting to use these alternatives like Gab. But this is getting really, really dangerous. And I don't understand why Donald Trump is not getting involved in this. He has to know it was the independent media that made the difference between him winning and losing in 2016. And now he seems to be turning his back on us all. We're going to take a break for station identification. Back with hour number three after these few words.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.